Mike Williams joins us. Mike is the CEO of the Howard League. Now, they, as you know, have been working with guys in prison, and our wahine, of course, used to be the Howard League for penal reform. Mike's also a former president of the New Zealand Labour Party. But today we're talking about a program that we have spoken of before, and a few days ago I rang Mike just to get a bit of an update on how that has been going. He's kindly joined us to reflect on the driver's licensing scheme for our people on the inside. CEO of the Howard League, Mike Williams. Mike, tēnā koe.
Tēnā koe.
This is good news. The results here, and thank you for sending me some graphics, you know, that illustrate it well. But, you know, we're talking since this driver licensing program began, you know, tremendous success, and perhaps in helping up to nearly 10,000 people who've done time. Maybe you could talk with us a little about some of the neat results from that effort over the years, please, Mike.
Right, well, it started in 2014, Dale, when the prison population started going through the roof, and there was a meeting in Wellington of senior corrections officials to work out how to really try to work out how to keep people out of jail. And as we all know, it's a very shameful fact that 53% of our prisoners identify as Maori. And one idea came up, which was to get young Maori their driver's licenses, because something like 70% of Maori in jail have a driving offence as part of their first jail sentence. And it's typically they drive without a licence again and again and again, and some of them are in jail just for driving without a licence, but usually there's something else. You know, there's a joint in the ashtray or something like that. And that's really the introduction to the justice system. So what Ray Smith, who was then CEO of Corrections, wanted us to do was to get driver's licences for recently released prisoners. And we started the program in Hawke's Bay in 2014, and it was an immediate success. People on probation, the probation officers would refer to us. We would offer them one-on-one training, kanohi ki te kanohi, I think you put it. And we have a 90% success rate. And as you pointed out, we will hit a target of, we will have 10,000 licences. We've got it already, but we're going to celebrate this on the 27th of August with the Prime Minister in Te Atatū. And Dale, I'm going to send you an invite when you text me your email address.
You're a good man. So licences and surely enhances the potential for work once released, they, Mike, and that's really what we're looking at here, and it really helps with the recidivism rates as well. Can you remember them off the top of your head, mate?
Yes, I can. Yeah, no, this is very interesting because many moons ago I had a meeting with Judith Collins when she was Minister for Corrections under the Key government, and I found her very pleasant. And I said to her, what is the relationship between having a driver's licence and getting a job? And she said, I don't know, but I'll find out. And I never expected to hear any more. But indeed, about 3 weeks later, her researcher rang up and told me that she'd done quite a lot of work and found that 84% of entry-level jobs specify at least a restricted licence. So, Dale, it's a bit of a silver bullet in terms of getting a job when you get out of jail. And, of course, if you get a job when you get out of jail, your chances of reoffending and going back to jail are slashed dramatically. And what we did was we got funding from Shane Jones's Provincial Growth Fund because of the success of the program in Hawke's Bay. And we now operate in 18 centres around the country, and it's just gone really well. A majority of our clients identify as Maori, probably between 70 and 80%. I have a very high success rate. And the research we did shows that over half will have a job within a year of getting a licence. And we also discovered, we started getting people their more advanced licenses, like a truck license or a forklift license, and just about all of them get jobs. There was one instance where our tutor up in Tairawhiti got 17 young Maori forklift licenses, and there's a big demand for forklift drivers in the areas with big horticulture, Dale, because they have the warehouses where you've got to move the apples and fruit and tomatoes around. And I asked her about a month later, I said, how many of the 17 young fellas you got forklift licenses for have now got jobs? And she had a check round, and 14 of them had jobs. So it's very helpful.
Well, it's a great initiative that's been championed by the Howard League. We spoke once about literacy as well, Mike, because that's an issue that is also at the basis of many guys' realities. Any updates sort of off that literacy numeracy work that you were doing inside?
Yes. Well, that's what we do in the jails. And that obviously took a knock last year with COVID, because the corrections department, quite rightly, just shut down all visiting into the jails. They just could not take the risk. I mean, you imagine if we got COVID in a jail, you live, you know, in close contact, and there's no way of avoiding that close contact in a jail. And we've had a bit of trouble getting our people back in there after COVID, but it's doing well. And we focus on the most profoundly illiterate, and we use the same technique as the driver's license. It's kanohi ki te kanohi, and that deeply, profoundly illiterate group is shrinking. So we are having an effect, but you've also got to give the wānanga a pat on the back, Dale, because, you know, the literacy is shrinking in the jails. It was well over 70%. It's dropping. I think the last number I saw was about 55 illiteracy. So things are moving in the right direction, but I honestly believe what we've got to see happen is teaching te reo in jails. We did an experiment with that in the Auckland South Jail about 3 years ago. We had a Pākehā, elderly Pākehā woman who was very keen to run te reo lessons, and she came to me and she said, I said, do you speak te reo? She said, no, but I'll learn it at the same time. So we said, give it a go. We got 12 men together at the Serko Jail in Wiri, and we used Scotty Morrison's book, Maori Made Easy, which is excellent, and worked our way through it. Now, the only problem we had was at the end of each chapter in Scotty's book, you've got to go online to learn the pronunciation. But of course, prisoners are not allowed computers. But we overcame that because Scotty agreed to come out and listen to the pronunciation, and he said it was really good. And I tell you, it really changed the self-image of these men. You know, that they were, their back did stiffen, and they became pretty fluent in te reo, just using the book and practicing amongst each other quite quickly. So it's very, very successful. We'd like to see more of that happen.